Track 8, Celebrity Spotlight. Now, who's in the mood for some big band music? Here's Tony with the Glenn Miller story.
Jump aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo for a moonlight serenade while we are in the mood. The music of Alton Glenn with one N Miller, who was born on March the 1st, 1904 in Iowa, USA, and was an American big band conductor, arranger, composer, trombone player, and recording artist before and during the World War II, when he was an officer in the US Army Air Forces. His civilian band, Glenn with two N's Miller, and his orchestra were one of the most popular and successful bands of the 20th century and the big band era. Indeed, they were the best-selling recording band from 1939 to 1942. He also fronted his military group, the Major Glenn Miller Army Air Forces Orchestra. The difference in these bands' sound was that Miller's civilian band did not have a string section, as his military unit did. It was also a touring band that played multiple radio broadcasts nearly every day. Their best-selling records included Miller's theme song, Moonlight Serenade, and the first gold record ever made, Chattanooga Choo Choo. Listening to early Miller, we can hear pure jazz, roaming horns, wailing sax, and improvised melodies. He progressed the jazz sound until it became more popular swing sound, allowing dance crazes to be formed around tunes. His early life saw the family move from Iowa to Nebraska to Missouri. Around this time, he had made enough money from milking cows to buy his first trombone and played in the town orchestra. He played cornet and mandolin, but he switched to trombone in 1916. This was when he added the extra N to his name. He used his middle name like his siblings did. A move to Colorado in 1918 saw him excel at sport and his studies. However, by the time he graduated from high school in 1921, he had decided to become a professional musician. He missed his own graduation because he was performing out of town. His mother gladly received his diploma for him. He joined Boulder University, but failed at three of his five classes. You can guess why. Yes, he dropped out of school to pursue a career in music. In New York City, he studied the Schillinger system with Joseph Schillinger, under whose tutelage he composed Miller's tune. Miller arranged that tune for big band and renamed it. It became his signature tune, Moonlight Serenade. Touring with a variety of bands, he returned to New York City in 1928 and sent for and married his college sweetheart, Helen Berger. Playing with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies saw Miller play his insignificant Broadway shows, leading to recording with the likes of Tommy Dorsey. All the time, he was arranging music for other bands. He was developing his own style, a unique sound that was created by having a lead clarinet over four saxophones. Go on, make that sound. Ah. Here's the technical bit. He hadn't hit the big time until he took the clarinet and made it play a melodic line with a tenor sax holding the same note. This was, as they say in the jazz world, something. Miller hired saxophonist Wilbur Schwartz and had him play lead clarinet instead of the saxophone. Wilbur's tone and way of playing provided a fullness and richness so distinctive that none of the late Miller imitators could ever accurately reproduce the Miller sound. Playing ballrooms around the country gave the band time to knit together, and as their popularity grew, by 1939, with Time magazine noting that of the 12 to 24 discs in each of today's 300,000 US jukeboxes, from 2 to 6 are usually Glenn Miller's. 1942 saw the presentation of the very first gold record for sales of 1.2 million copies, and it was for this.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing good.
It was such a hit that you could say a film was developed around this very number. It was the show-stealing finale of the big hit musical Sun Valley Serenade. The 1941 feature film led to Orchestra Wives the following year. A third film was contracted for the following year. However, world events turned dark as America entered the Second World War. At the peak of his civilian career in 1942, Miller decided to join the armed forces, which meant forsaking an income of about $20,000 per week, today roughly $330,000 a week, from his civilian band. At 38, married and needing corrective eyeglasses, Miller was classified 3A for the draft and unlikely to be called for service. Desperate to enlist, in 1943, Miller became director of bands for the Army Air Force's Technical Training Command, with the responsibilities for morale and the development of a new band. His personnel were a talented mix of jazz musicians from major big bands and musicians from leading symphony orchestras. Miller would successfully attempt to fuse jazz, popular music and light classics, including strings, which was an evolutionary step beyond his civilian band. Eisenhower cited the Miller organization as the only one that would raise morale as the D-Day invasion was being planned. The band was sent to London by ship, the Queen Elizabeth. Here they made almost daily broadcasts on the BBC, supported by visiting American stars such as Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore. General Doolittle stated to him, "Captain Miller, next to a letter from home, your band is the greatest morale booster in the European theatre." The band pre-recorded some 80 hours of material before heading on a routine placement to France. Miller's flight was cancelled, not only once, but twice, on the 13th and 14th of December 1944. Miller was frustrated and impatient, fearing that arrangements would not be made in time to accommodate the movement of his unit to France. He learned that a mutual friend, Flight Officer John Morgan, was flying to France on the 15th. Miller's travel orders did not authorise him to board casual flights, however. At 13:45, Morgan landed at RAF Twinwood Farm, boarded Basil and Miller, and took off at 13:55. UC-64 and its occupants were never seen again. The next morning, the Battle of the Bulge began. The 8th Air Force and Supreme Allied headquarters in France did not realise that the UC-64 with Miller on board was missing until 3 days later, on Monday, December the 18th, 1944. Despite searches and investigations, 1 year and a day later, Major Glenn Miller was pronounced dead. The Major Glenn Miller Army Air Force Orchestra continued to perform his arrangements through broadcasts and appearances and continue to promote his legacy to this day. A Norfolk link might be that Miller was played in the 1955 biopic The Glenn Miller Story by actor James Stewart, who was stationed here at both RAF Tibbenham and later RAF Old Buckenham. Glenn Miller created the soundtrack for many people of World War II, taking traditional jazz and pounding it with swing, searing saxophones and tremulous clarinets, wailing into the second half of the 20th century.
Thank you very much, Tony, and I think those melodies will be going round in our heads for some time to come.